This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Sports books in Colorado had a great year in 2024. Sports betting revenues grew 21% over the previous year to $475 million, partly due to the popularity of parlay bets, where multiple outcomes are combined together in a high-risk, high-reward bet. But sometimes the house loses. On a conference call on Friday, Jason Robbins, CEO of DraftKings, said they had a very bad month during 2025's March Madness. More favored teams won than they expected.
That's why people watch sports and want to bet on sports. It's part of what makes the customer experience great. So there are periods where you're going to have quarters, two, three in a row sometimes with bad outcomes.
More sports betting in Colorado increased tax collections to more than $30 million. Miller moths smack into light bulbs seeking the moon. They flap in your face. And Denverite's Kyle Harris reports they're also vital to Colorado's ecosystem.
Miller moths are flying right now from the eastern plains to the Rocky Mountains. That's roughly 100 miles. Yet they have a bad reputation. Some people even want to kill them. But lepidopterists, that's the fancy word for moth scientists, they say let the Miller moths live. They pollinate flowers and crops. Birds and reptiles snack on them. Apparently, bears find them sweet. Miller moths are not clothes-chewing, child-biting monsters. And they are just as cool as butterflies. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
And those moths can expect to see plenty of moonlight with partly cloudy skies tonight in Denver. With a full moon, this is CPR News. It's 6:06.